Okay, it's February 11th, 2025, and I'm talking with Rick Blant this morning about his grandmother, Willie Mae Bullock Gribble Reed. Do I have that right?
Correct, and she also was known by Bitsy for whatever reason.
You don't know where that...
I don't know where that came from.
So she's from South Carolina. Where in South Carolina?
Abbeville.
And where exactly is Abbeville? What's the landmark? Abbeville. What's the closest major city? Columbia, Greenville, Charleston?
I would say Greenville.
Okay. All right.
But I'm not absolutely sure. But I think it's pretty close.
And so she goes to nursing school. We've looked at her diplomas. She goes to nursing school in Abbeville. Did she have other people in the family that might have led her into the medical profession?
Not that I'm aware of. Okay. I don't know what got her to want to go into that field. It was actually the hospital there that had the nursing program, so that's where you would go at that point to get your training, was at the Abbeville Hospital.
How does she end up in Macon County? Do you know that story?
The Angel Brothers had started a medical facility here, Ed and Furman Angel, and she had a friend that was in nursing school at the same time, and one of the articles that we brought in, actually,
they came up together.
Yeah, and said the friend was from Macon County. Her name was not mentioned, but maybe that's...
Okay, so maybe she went down to Abbeville to get her schooling,
right,
and kind of in a informal way recruited your grandmother, and then they came up to Macon County.
Well, there was, according to the article, the friend was offered the position, but she had 2 months of nursing school left before she would be eligible to graduate and then be employed. So my grandmother had completed her studies and had her diploma, so she agreed that she would fill in while her friend completed the 2 months of education, and which the friend did, but again, referring to the article, she did not stay that long. The friend didn't stay that long employed. She went on to other avenues, but Granny did stay. So I'd always thought my grandmother was the second nurse hired, but according to that, she was the first nurse hired. So it may be how you look at it. They may have hired the other one first, but she wasn't able to work, so Granny might have been the first nurse that actually worked on the floor of the hospital.
So you brought me in this photograph from 1925, and one of the things I couldn't quite figure, I found an article that said that they were adding on. Is this photograph, which this I don't know, this is maybe, didn't say what year that this article is from, but it's not from 1925. It says the hospital as it looked in 25. I found an article where the hospital was added on to, or they were planning to add on to. Well, again, it says right here, the Cope Elias building then served as a residence for nurses till the fire. It says another wing of the hospital was completed in 27. So she came up here maybe when it looked like this, but then she is really early in her career when they're added on,
yes,
made that second building.
Yeah. And actually, I found an article where there was a huge addition put on, and it had a picture in the Franklin Press of all the dignitaries and everybody, and it's a picture of her sitting in the room with at the gathering, I guess, for the dedication or whatever. But that was the first modern addition that was put on, probably sometime in the 70s.
Okay. And the other thing I found, this is more of a modern thing, but I saw that in 2016, it was announced that they were going to put this multi-million dollar labor and delivery wing on the hospital. And then the next year, we decided not to do any labor and deliveries.
Yeah.
after doing labor and delivery for 61 years.
Did you happen to see the article on Dr. Choi in last week's
paper? I did not read that.
That really had a lot of information on the recruiting of the doctors and the additions, but it talks about when the JCs started a doctor recruiting effort, and Dr. Choi was the first one they was able to basically just talk into coming here, and then he became the recruiter, and eventually they had over 20 doctors in the community from all that recruiting. And it also talks about the unbelievable amount of money that the community raised at that period of time. I think it's over $300,000 to buy the hospital from the Angel family to make it a community hospital. Okay. So there was so much community effort going into making that a very successful operation. The labor and the delivery was a huge goal, but I think with the marriage with Mission, which was over stages, they kind of first started in as advisory, and then it got deeper and deeper to where they actually purchased it. So I think that's what put that on hold. But a lot of people do not realize at one time the third floor was a psychiatric floor that was operated by Dr. Amuya Khan. So it's had a lot of different hats that's been worn over the years.
What kind of nursing did your grandmother practice? Was she a floor nurse? Was she doing surgery? Was she doing labor and delivery? Was she doing all of it?
Well, when she first started out, she was the night nurse, and she was the only nurse on duty. And like she says in the article, they didn't have buttons you could push. I guess patients just beat on the wall with a cup or whatever they had. So she was the sole nurse on the night shift for years. But no, she never got into any specialties like surgery or ICU or emergency room or anything like that. She just, what I would just call a one-on-one patient nurse for taking care of daily care. And of course, back then, I think they had one day nurse and one night nurse for a pretty good while.
One of the, kind of like the entry point, one of the focal points of interest about your grandmother's career as a nurse was that she was making baby blankets. And my understanding is that she made them for every child that was born in Angel Hospital.
Pretty much. And I actually was able to find several thank you cards for the blankets. But apparently, looking at these cards, she also made baby booties, which I didn't realize. So I didn't uncover any of those, but and looks like maybe some shawls and just different things for patients. So in addition to that, the one thing that I always remember, she got off work at 3 o'clock. I called her the original Superman because she was an outdoors person, and I would see her drive in about 3:15 with that white uniform on, and by about 3:30, she had her gardening outfit on. Just quick change, and she was out to dark. She had a beautiful flower gardens, roses, all kinds of flowers, and she would cut those daily and take them, put them in her patient's room.
When, and she has how many children?
Just one.
Just one.
Yeah.
And that's your mom, Janet?
Correct.
Okay. When does she find time to make blankets and booties? If she's working a full-time job as a nurse and she's gardening until dark and she's got, I'm assuming, a lot of house responsibilities, child-rearing responsibilities, is she making the blankets at 1 in the morning? How's that working?
it really, she has set an example that I know I like will never achieve. It has set such a high bar that because not only that, she would write a personal card to everybody that she knew that was sick in the community, not only in the hospital, but just outside of the hospital. And she had a rather large family, and she was always writing letters to them. I mean, I have got boxes and boxes of cards that was sent, received, and that sort of thing that I'm going through. So, and then I found she was so organized because she would have these ledgers on who she called this day, who she'd wrote a note to. It was also organized so that there wasn't anybody missed or there wasn't a duplication of efforts.
So is it fair to say that the nursing discipline that nurses are taught in terms of like this meticulous record keeping, this meticulous attention to detail, that just covered every aspect of her life? That was just who she was.
That's what it comes down to.
Do you know when she stopped practicing as a nurse? Roughly when?
I'm thinking early 85.
Okay. So 27 to 85?
Yeah, there's one of the articles says it was 60-something years. Now, she did take a two-year break when mother was born. But, yeah.
60 years.
And really, she would have kept nursing, but they're like, it's time to retire from administration. You can't be here forever. But she was a little fussy about the fact that she had to retire. She just didn't come to terms with that very well because she's one of those that was never going to admit that she wasn't as young as she once was, because that's demanding on your feet all day long, running from room to room, and at the same time, you got to be accurate in what you do. You can't make mistakes when you're dealing with people's health.
You told me you had, we've got one story here in this newspaper article, this internal house paper. You have any other stories, nursing stories, that you remember?
The one that she talked about was in one of the articles were one of the doctors, I can't remember which one it was. I think it's Dr. Ed. It had to be, because she only worked for Dr. Furman for a period of time. I think it said 12 years or something like that. And he was not good at giving bad news to the family or patient. But anyway, there was a patient that Granny knew had passed away, and the family had made a call wanting to know what the condition was, and the doctor's response, doing much better now, much better. So depending on how you look at it, maybe they were. And then she had another story in there, one of the other articles that I wasn't even aware of, but one of my favorites that wasn't mentioned was back in those days, people wasn't always able to pay their bills through cash. They were just so poor and barely surviving. But there was one family down in the Cowie-Burningtown area that owed the doctor for some period of time money that he was unable to collect. And there was this young intern that was working at the hospital, and this family had one cow, or had a cow that he was going to take in payment. They'd made the agreement, so he sent the intern. At that time, he had to walk down there. That's a pretty good walk from the town of Franklin to the community. So when he got there, he saw how poor they was, how big the family was, and that one milk cow was basically the only thing keeping them alive, for milk and things like that. So he's like, there's no way I can take this cow back. These people, they're not going to survive. So when he gets back to town, the doctor asked him about where the cow was, and he said, Doc, that cow was so sickly, he died on the trip. He just couldn't make it back to town. And the doctor never knew the difference. So that was back in simpler times.
Beyond nursing stories, what's your favorite memory, most cherished memory of your grandmother?
Her love for people. Never had a negative thing to say about anybody. It was always uplifting. And what can I do to make somebody's life better? And sometimes she would break the rules, little rules. Gentleman I was talking to not long ago that I've known my whole life, he had told me years ago about when he was a patient and he was so hungry, but it wasn't time for the meals to be brought to the rooms. And this was absolutely against the rules, but my grandmother slipped him a little biscuit, a little sausage biscuit to him, and he said that just made his day, just got him through what he was needing, and just things like that people remember. Was she supposed to do it? No, but did she do it? Yes. if it's going to help somebody, we'll just go outside the norm here, and if we are told not to, you know, the old saying's better ask for forgiveness than permission. That was kind of her standard.
Do you still have people come up to you with stories or in reminiscences about your grandmother?
Not as much now because, honest with you, she's...
Okay, well, let's go back 10 years, 15 years. Yeah, was there a comment beyond her everyday kindness and attention to detail? Were there any other things that they would frequently mention or things that you can remember that they would mention?
I think it was just the love and going through a lot of the notes that she's received from former patients and neighbors and church members. That's just what everybody mentioned, that how special she was to their life. So... She just made a difference in this world, and something we need more of today.